Now, the previous theorem has shown that as long as H in the dorm ring, which means H has satisfied two properties, that is, H has no arguments on imaginary axis, and the base satisfy the condition of x1 is not singular, that is complementary properties we have talked about, then the Riccati equation has stabilizing solution. So all we need to do is to check whether the H has satisfied the domain condition. Now, here we're going to show is that if we know the H has no arguments, only imaginary axis, and also we also know R is semi-definite, whether it's a positive semi-definite or next semi-definite, then the complementary property, that is, the x this x1 is non-singular, is guaranteed by the stabilizability of AR. Or more precisely, H in the dorm ring, if and only if AR is stabilizable. So this will give us a much easier condition to check without actually constructing the basis vector to be able to know that H is indeed in the dorm ring by just checking whether AR is stabilizable or not. So this is a very, very useful result. Now, in the next couple of results, we're going to show that we have further conditions that to guarantee that when the argument of H doesn't have arguments on imaginary axis, that the H has no arguments on imaginary axis. Okay, here we're going to show that given H has no arguments on imaginary axis, and R is symmetric, and a positive semi-definite, or negative semi-definite, then the complementary property, then all x1 is non-singular, is implied by A plus AR is stabilizable. So to show that the stabilizability actually implies in the H in dorm ring, we know that the stable invariant subspace is given by image of x1, x2, because we already assume that H has no argument imaginary axis, so there is always x1, x2, such a form basis for the stable spectral subspace. And of course, we have H minus equation for the basically the Jordan, part of the Jordan blocks for the H matrix, and H minus is stable. Now, what we want to show is that X1 is non-singular, or in other words, the kernel X1 is a zero vector. Okay. Now, first we're going to show that the kernel X1 is actually H minus invariant subspace. Okay, it's a H minus invariant subspace. In other words, take any vector in the kernel X1, then if you apply H minus to the vector, that's also in the kernel X1. Okay. So let Xn be in the kernel of X1, and note that X2 star X1 is symmetric, as already shown. Okay. And note that the first part of the equation, and this is a, just taking the first part of the eigenvector equation, we get ax1 plus rx2 equal to x1 h minus. Now we're going to pre-multiply by x little x star and x2 star, and post-multiply by x. And note that x is in the kernel of x1, so the first term becomes zero, okay? And the right-hand side also equal to zero because we multiply x star from the left. And because of x2 star x is symmetric, so if you look at on the right-hand side, we get little x star and x2 star x1 h minus x, okay? Because of x2 capital x2 star x1 is symmetric, so it's also equal to x1 star x2. So that x1 star with x little x is zero because x little x is in kernel x1. So the right-hand side is also zero. So what we left is the second term on the left hand side, that is little x r x 2 star r x r x equal to 0. Now since r is symmetric and definite, then we can conclude r x 2 x is 0. Okay? Now from that, if we multiply x to the above equation, a little x on the above equation, then we end up with the left-hand side equal to 0, so we end up with capital X1 h minus little x equal to 0. Well, that means the kernel X1 is an invariant subset because h minus x is actually in the kernel of X1. So we have shown that kernel X1 is actually h minus invariant. Now to show that x1 is not singular, we need to show the kernel is actually a zero vector. Now suppose it's not a zero. Okay? Suppose it's not a zero. Then, if you restrict the, because the kernel x1 is a h minus invariant subspace, if you restrict the kernel x1 to the h minus, then the h minus actually has a eigenvalue and a eigenvector. The eigenvector is actually in the kernel x1. Okay, so there is a vector in the kernel x1 that is as eigenvector of h minus, because remember the kernel x1 is a h minus invariant subspace. So from that we have a lambda and a vector x such that h minus x is lambda x, that's eigenvector equation. Also x is in the kernel x1. Now remember, h minus is stable, so the lambda must have negative real part.